Well, good morning. 7:54. Yeah, 7. Woohoo. 7:54 a.m. It's Wednesday, May the 13th, 2026. A blue sky morning here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. There's just a hint of some very high, very thin stratus clouds up there. But for the most part, blue skies. High 50s. And yeah, I learned my lesson the other day, the last few days. Pay attention to the morning because the day gets hot really, really fast. It was, I was all set to go out yesterday. Not yesterday, the day before. Yesterday was the 3-day. The day before, Monday, I was all set to go out. It was 10 o'clock. It's a little late, and the temperature was already 80 degrees. And I'm like, So we've officially reached the get your ass out there early stage of walking. I did do treadmill both days. Mother's Day was a bit of a family jam. Monday was heat problem. Today I got going. Today I got my act up. Got my act out. Here I am. Here I am. The music this morning, as has been for the last couple of weeks, and I'm slowly falling behind, my, that's a big one. Dump truck. The noise reset my hearing aids. Yeah, okay. What was I about to say? Anyway, I don't know. Got up, got out, get moving. I made it a point not to do a whole bunch of getting stuck in online stuff. The enshrouded obsession has been broken, unfortunately, which in turn broke the satisfactory obsession, and unfortunately, No Man's Sky has broken. Enshrouded. What really killed Enshrouded was, I really don't like update 8. The healing mechanic that they put on high level mobs is just impossible. I did kill the dragon. I dumbed it all the way down. Took it to zero. Well, 25%, which is as low as it'll go. Boosted me up to as high as I could go. And then before that, I had gone in and died a couple of times trying to get the stupid dragon. So I went through all this rigmarole, stocked up on healing potions, restacked my hot bar, loaded up on 500 poison steel arrows. Two 200 stun arrows. I jumped in, stood on the rim of the volcano, or whatever the hell that's supposed to be. Hit him with a stun arrow, just one. And he turned and dove into the core again, into the center again, and then turned 90 degrees to me, giving me the perfect opportunity, because he glitched out and did not move again except for sit there and flap his wings. I put 20 poison arrows in his head and he died. After all that, it was kind of anticlimactic. It was like, why am I playing this game again? I'm playing it for building. I really am playing this playthrough for building. I've done pretty much everything I want to do. I haven't been chasing all of the achievements, all the lore notes, all of the little, every little goddamn thing in the story. Morning. So I was feeling pissy, and I've had an offer from Grog sitting open in my inbox queue for No Man's Sky, 60% off. So it's like $25. And I thought, fuck it. I'm gonna pull the trigger on this and see what it looks like. I remember playing it when it first came out. I had the early demo, whatever it was that they made available. I didn't really get it. The joy of flying around all over planets, harvesting stuff that you couldn't use, but had to store. Finally did figure out how to throw stuff away. But I never saw the point of it. So, yeah, it's coming up on 10 years. I don't know when the official 10-year anniversary is or whether it's past or what, but it's released in 2016. So, coming up on its anniversary, if it hasn't passed already. And I have to say, I have a new obsession. It's difficult. It's going to be very difficult because very much like the other obsessive games, the other addictive games, it's really difficult stuff. There's always one more thing to do. There's always something else. I'm still in the tutorial, apparently. I've made one jump to a new system. I've built two bases. I don't know why. One is on the shore of a lake. I need to figure out how to do fishing so I can get some passive income going. I have some plants that I think I can plant if I can figure out how to do farming. And it's a paradise planet, so the only thing I have to worry about is life support. There's no freezing cold or burning heat or noxious gas or what are the four of them? Hot, cold, poison, radiation. I've already made the mistake of losing one of my key tools, and I've been running around trying to get the pieces and parts that I need in order to replace it. Seems like it was a lot easier the first time. I'm still flying around my newbie ship. I can't get enough money ahead to buy a new one. I need like $10 million to get another ship, to get an upgraded ship. But the newbie ship seems to be doing what it needed to do, which is cool. I even got attacked by a pirate and I killed him. Apparently, I need to finish this quest chain. Like, ASAP. So, I'll be following these prompts as much as possible. It's hard for me to pass up stuff. You're flying from here to there, and you see, oh, look, there's something down there. And you go down and you spend an hour and fill up your inventory even more. Coming up on, get ready, stay with me. Monk post. I need to be a little more systematic about it. But I really like the fact that you start with zero. And zero is enough. As long as I still have a ship, that I can make the things I need to repair it from the materials available on the planet. Ooh, shit. Guy on an electric scooter came up behind my left elbow and zoomed by. Oh my god. Put a bell on it, motherfucker. It does make a sound, but I didn't know what the sound was, and it was past me before I registered that it was on the sidewalk with me. So I've had like four different ideas about where the wizards next might possibly go. And only one of them has stuck with me. So I think that's where we're going. I think I have an idea. I just need to know, how do I get there from here? And was an interesting journey. The guy with his little dog and his long stick that he uses to throw the ball with. That ball out there quite a ways, and that dog loves it. Seamus is settling in. Delightful little cat that he is. He's still, I don't think he's quite box broken yet. So find little presents. Caught him trying to spray the wall this morning and nailed him with a rolled up dish towel. Maybe he'll think twice about trying that again. Thank you. saw irises this morning. I was afraid that I had missed them, and they aren't really up yet. I don't know how much the snow slowed things down, if any. It did put a lot of water down. Well, it did put some water down. It's like a tenth of an inch, maybe a quarter inch of water in the melt. But I did get all of the yard work done. The irrigation people came in Thursday and spent 3 hours fixing my system, digging up the ones that didn't work, replacing them, clearing out the ones that were clogged. So that works. And having water on the lawn has greened it up significantly. And there's a sprinkler, it's not working right. I'm leaving little wet footy prints. And then Friday, much delayed. I expected them in the morning. They showed up. They said they'd be there at 1. I called finally. They said, we'll be here at 1. And it was closer to 1:30 before the first truck arrived. And then within 5 minutes, the crew was there. And 2 hours later, it was done. It was done. I should have taken some before and after pictures of the Mugos before and after cutting. The new shapes are rough, but I think with a little judicious application of my little chainsaw and some loppers and some secateurs, some snippers, I think I can make it work. The one on the corner, I was really leery about because it's wide open underneath. You get in behind the boughs and there are these tall trunks. And the trunks could use a little cleanup. But if cleaned up, it makes a nice little grove, all coming from the same root. A nice little grove of Mugo pines there in the corner. And they cleaned out under the lilac, so I could, if I get my act together, my poop in a group, as they say, and got my pruning on, I could prune the lilacs. That would be very good. This lady got 3 dogs. Yeah, 2 dogs and a poop scoop. Morning. Seen her around. If I have, her hair was up because I haven't seen. I haven't seen a lady with shoulder-length gray hair. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. Recording hung up there for a second. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.